This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. After a chaotic first debate, U.S. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden will share the stage again tonight. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Biden spent days off the campaign trail preparing almost exclusively for tonight. But there are fears among Democrats that his history of public gaffes could haunt him in Nashville, that an embarrassing misstep could cut into his lead in national polls. Some Trump advisors are urging the president to play tonight low-key and put Biden in the spotlight.
That's AP's Sagar Magani reporting. The European Union imposed sanctions on the head of Russia's military intelligence and one other official on Thursday and said they were responsible for a computer hacking attack on Germany's parliament in 2015. Russia in May denied the accusations and said the EU lacked evidence. China is threatening retaliation over the U.S. sale of nearly $2 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. Reuters' Francis McGuire.
China is threatening to retaliate on Thursday after the United States and Taiwan agreed a major new arms deal. The package, worth $1.8 billion, sees Taiwan buy sensors, missiles, and artillery. Taiwan said it did not want an arms race or confrontation with its regional neighbor. It did, though, thank the U.S. and said the weapons were to help improve its defense and deal with the, quote, enemy threat, a new situation. China has opposed news of the deal since its inception and says that it will severely damage Chinese-U.S. relations. It hasn't detailed what form retaliation may take.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. For all the latest news whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok is ready to proceed with normalizing relations with Israel once a yet-to-be-formed transitional parliament has approved the step. So, not immediately. The latest news comes from two Sudanese government sources who spoke to Reuters on Thursday. Hamdok's government has so far rebuffed U.S. advances to get Sudan to follow the lead of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, both of which signed agreements to establish normal ties with Israel last month. On Monday, President Donald Trump signaled that Washington could remove Khartoum from its list of state sponsors of terrorism, which has hindered Sudan's ability to get debt relief. Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats boycotted as the panel voted to send Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination to the full Senate for a likely vote next week. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
We did it.
Judiciary Committee Chief Lindsey Graham says Barrett's going to the Senate floor and then the high court. All the panel's Republicans voted for her.
Mrs. Feinstein. Mr. Leahy.
None of its Democrats showed up, protesting what they call a rush to get Barrett seated. The Senate's never confirmed a new Supreme Court justice so close to a presidential election, but it's on track for a final vote on Barrett next week after a rare weekend session. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The parent company of British Airways has cut its fourth quarter passenger forecast to just 30% of last year's level, as government restrictions imposed to control a new wave of coronavirus infections reduces demand for flights. AP's has more.
International Airlines Group made the announcement as it posted a third quarter operating loss of $1.5 billion, compared with a profit of $1.7 billion in the same period last year. The company said it reduced the fourth quarter passenger forecast because of additional restrictions, including an increase in local lockdowns and extension of quarantine requirements to travelers from an increasing number of countries. Zaria Shackley, London.
A source close to the investigation into the murder of a French teacher for showing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad says the killer had a jihadist contact in Syria. Seven people have been charged with being complicit in the terrorist murder after an 18-year-old Chechen beheaded Samuel Paty on the outskirts of Paris on Friday. Among those charged are two teenagers who helped the killer identify the teacher in exchange for cash. Health officials in South Sudan on Thursday confirmed a new outbreak of polio, just months after declaring the wild version of the deadly virus eradicated in Africa's youngest country. The health ministry said 15 cases of the vaccine-derived polio had been identified in the country's southwest.